How's my signal coming in tonight? I'm hoping any interference on the thing.
Sorry, I missed that again. We got some interference on the frequency.
No worries. I'm just trying to see if I can get into the onto the check-in chat here.
You came in much clearer there. Yeah, go ahead.
There we go. So, yeah, I'm going to jump right into your round-robin discussion. What did I have for Christmas? So what I usually do is actually we went over to my parents' place for dinner on Christmas Eve, no, actually Christmas Day, and the normal big spread of chicken, turkey, mashed potatoes, all the good stuff. Just had a wonderful time there, and I must say the most favorite thing I had on that table is my girlfriend brings this wonderful cake that is made with apples, and it is just delightful.
Is the apple cake a traditional thing, or is that just something that you've put in recently?
Oh, it's a new thing we just put in recently, and it is a absolutely wonderful way to end the whole meal.
Oh, that sounds great. We didn't have a lot of desserts at ours this year, but we had our regulars with both sort of the traditional thing, the turkey and the stuffing and cranberries, but half the family is from Quebec, and they have different traditions there, so we have tortilla and chicken a la king and chow chow and a few other accoutrements to go along with that, but I like the traditional stuff. I like the turkey and the potatoes and the ham. We've had that a few years as well. Anything further from you?
Well, when it comes to food, I could probably talk till I go blue in the face because I do love my food. But what I'll do is I'll send it back to you and let you continue that 73.
Great. Okay. Have I missed anyone there in the list? Or are there any further check-ins for the net this evening? All right, we're nothing heard, so I will now bring the check-in and chat net to a close for tonight. We'd like to thank everyone who participated, and we'd like to thank the BCFMCA for the use of this repeater. This is Victor Echo 7, Sierra November Foxtrot, standing down and returning the repeater to normal use. Good night, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in, Matt.
Always a pleasure.
This time of year, everyone's hanging out with family instead of chatting on the net with us. P7ZEB.
Yeah, I found a lot of nets that I would normally check into got superseded by events and family stuff, and either that or I was just too bagged to turn the radio on.
Yeah, you know, you made me Google the idea, when you mentioned it, I hadn't thought of it, but I Googled whether Christmas drinking is in decline, and apparently it's been in decline for a decade now. People are just consuming less alcohol over the holidays.
Well, it might be sort of indicative of an aging population as well, possibly.
You know, Andy, I don't think so, because from everything I've been reading in recent months, and confirmed in the, well, it's just one article I read, so I don't know how valid it is, but kids are drinking less than people our age. They're just drinking nothing. So apparently alcohol, which was the big thing when I was a kid, is no longer appealing to these young people.
I don't believe my daughter drinks anything. My son is, well, certainly drinks a lot less at his age than I did when I was in my 20s.
Yeah, you know, that's in accordance with my own observations. I don't have a lot of really young people in my life, but the ones that I do don't really drink much. And so, you know, when I was in my 20s, drinking, you know, I was never drunk or anything, but it was definitely a part of my life. And it's, to them, a bottle of non-alcoholic beer now and then is just great.
I've tried the non-alcoholic ones, and I still like the odd, real thing. I would go for the quality more than the quantity at this stage in game, whether it's a beer or a nice red wine. And we don't generally get the expensive stuff in terms of wine. There's some really nice wines that are relatively inexpensive and meet our palate's needs.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember Erica and I went to Fresco's back when Walter still owned it, so we're going back like 6-7 months now, and we were riding our bikes and we decided we were going to have a beer. Probably the first beer we've had together in, I don't know, 4 or 5 years anyway. And, you know, Walter brings out these giant stein, big, huge glasses of beer. And we had them and they were good and everything was fine. But I tell you, riding our bikes home, I wouldn't say I was plastered, but I definitely felt impaired after one beer. And I sure wouldn't have when I was 20. So, you know, my tolerance for the stuff has just gone right down.
You're just not in shape anymore for that kind of thing, Reg. I get it. I was quite young, but had been in the bar for quite a while and went to do my usual workout at the gym. And, yeah, it didn't go well.
There you go. You know, back when I owned my data center, which has now been 10 years since I sold it, so it's a long, long time ago, but I was always broke, and I was trying to raise money for the data center in Latvia. So I go to Latvia, the most unfriendly people in the world, and anyway, I shouldn't say stuff like that. These guys sat down after our business negotiations were done, and they made their investment. We go to dinner afterwards, and each one of these guys sits down with a 40-ounce bottle of vodka in front of them, and they finished it in front of me. I would not have believed it possible, and they were drunk, but they were still functional. They could stand up and walk, not very well, but they could walk, and I tell you, if I had like a tenth of that, I'd be under the table.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, you hear lots of stories about some of the drinking habits in some of the countries in that part of the world as being pretty pretty haywire by today's standards, or at least my standards today.
You know, that was like 11 years ago. I wonder how many of them are still alive. And if they are alive, I wonder how many of them have serious liver problems and whatnot. I just don't think you can drink at that level and not suffer consequences.
Yeah, you have to think a little bit about the future and what the body was designed to do or not to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. That's a type of exercise I do not plan to undertake. I won't be exercising my tolerance for hard liquor.
I dragged most of ours out on the kitchen table. It's still there. It looks like it looks like you just walked into a bar and there was virtually none of it touched other than some couple of glasses of bamboo rum.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about drinking more than we actually do it. Anyway, we are boring people. Thank you for doing the net, even though it was a little bit quiet tonight. It's that time of year. And I'll wish you a happy new year in advance and hope to see you on the weekend. Be a 7ZEV.
7 Tango Golf.
Tango Golf, go ahead.
Oh, it was a net, or I'm at the end of the net.
You are number 10. It was a short one tonight. Reg and I were just chatting about the drinking habits over the holidays.
Yeah, I heard you talking about the young people. Never noticed. In where I live, don't see a lot of, well, I see a lot of young people, but they're normally in the park on top of one of the bleachers. So God only knows what they're doing over there. And in the summertime, they're all in the bush. Never hear, or never see, but definitely always hear the cops when they show up. As for the drinking, who knows?
Well, there could be other stuff going around as well. I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh, I am definitely sure on that one, especially when I see them walking up the street. Yeah. But never had any problems, so hopefully we don't ever. Being that what I do for a hobby, this, and the easeability of walking through the yard, which I don't like, but oh well. We got deer, we got rabbits, the odd time a bear, and sometimes, very sometimes, a cougar. Nobody ever bothers us.
I love getting over to the island, and yeah, you do have a lot more wildlife than we have down here in the lower mainland.
Yeah, I see the bear at least once, maybe twice a year at the end of its cycle, and then again around the beginning. Never see much of them after that. And, the deer is plentiful. The cougar I've seen once sitting down at the pulp and paper mill. Cleaning himself like a kitty cat would do. It was kind of funny to watch from a distance. And the rabbits, they don't seem to mind. They love chewing on my grass, even right now as we came in. A couple of rabbits in the backyard. Somebody in the neighborhood has rabbits.
We've been overrun with rabbits here in the middle of Surrey the last few years. They're all over the place, and they're just they pay no attention to us or our dogs, for that matter. They'll just kind of sit there trying to look stationary and invisible.
Yeah, they do most of the time. Nighttime is when we come home. We have a wraparound driveway. As soon as we come into the view of the backyard, they don't like my headlights, and they usually take off. And, yeah, I don't know. What do they eat? Because the only thing is back there is grass. Do they are they carnivores?
No, I don't think so. They sure liked my wife's garden in the back there. And some of this, the front of our house is all landscaped, and there's a bunch of stuff that she's put in that's disappeared over the summer.
Oh, well, yeah, we used to do that with our flowers. I used to have lots of flowers and in the front of the house, just underneath the windows, and yeah, look really nice. But then I learned about the deer. So we don't feed the deer anymore. I leave that to the neighbors who have got their property so fenced in. Makes you wonder. Boy, they'll be disappointed when I take my fence down this year, because it needs redoing. Yeah. Anyway. So, well, I'm happy to be number 10. Just came in from our last run of the evening, and back in to relax. I came into the shack downstairs, which has everything, and thought I'd warm up my radio.
Okay, James, well, great chatting with you, and you have a good evening, and look forward to chatting again soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Take care. Big Greco 7, Tango Golf Clear, 7-3.
Victor Echo 7, Sierra November Foxtrot, Clear, 7-3.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo.
Merlin, go ahead, sir.
Oh, leave that sir behind. That's all good. Anyway, I'm just in and out tonight. I've got some family members over, but thought I'd stop in. Didn't want to miss the check-in and chat. Not much going on in Vancouver, 40 degrees. They keep threatening us. Oh, there's going to be some snowflakes. Oh, I don't believe it, but who knows with Vancouver. Anyway, what was your question of the evening before I go?
It was, what was on the menu for you over the holidays? Do you have traditional foods, or did you change it up this year?